Okay, so you're headed off on a big Italian adventure. Pasta, picturesque landscapes, all that good stuff. But while you're planning which gelato to try next, you also want to be prepared for, any health hiccups along the way. It makes sense. So today we're doing a deep dive into navigating healthcare in Italy so you can relax and enjoy every moment of your trip.
And we have a really great article to help us with that. Looking for a doctor near me or telemedicine, what's best in Italy?
Perfect. I think a lot of people hear Italy and healthcare and think, oh, it's all taken care of, universal healthcare, right? But is it really that simple?
Well, Italy does have a fantastic healthcare system, ranked very highly by the World Health Organization. However, a key point that universal healthcare is really designed for, Italian citizens. It's great for them, but it doesn't automatically equal easy access for tourists.
Ah, okay. I see where the confusion comes in. Like assuming you can use your friend's library card just because they have one.
Yeah, exactly. But don't panic. This doesn't mean if something happens, you're on your own. Emergency medical assistance is available to everyone, regardless of nationality.
Okay, that's good to know. I don't think anybody wants to have to navigate travel insurance while having a medical emergency in another country. But what about those times where it's urgent, but maybe not go to the ER urgent? What if you need to see a doctor for an ear infection or maybe traveler's diarrhea? That's where things can get a little tricky. And this article, Looking for a Doctor Near Me or Telemedicine, What's Best in Italy, it really gets into that. Like, what do? You're on vacation, you don't feel good.
Right. And the article kind of points out that strategy of find a doctor near me, which is, second nature to us here, can be a little more complicated when you're in Italy, especially if you're outside of the main tourist areas.
Yeah, I can see that. Suddenly, you're trying to explain in broken Italian with a sore throat to somebody who is just as lost as you are in English.
Exactly. The language barrier is a big one. And then even if you can find a clinic navigating a healthcare system that you're not familiar with, paperwork, all that kind of stuff can just add a lot of stress to an already stressful situation.
Not to mention losing out on valuable vacation time sitting in a waiting room where you could be out, having that pistachio gelato you were telling me about before we started recording.
Yeah, exactly. And that's not all. One of the things the article highlighted that I thought was really interesting was the issue of medication.
All right, because you can't just walk into a pharmacy and be like, I need this.
It's even more than that. Medications a lot of times have different names in different countries, and we tend to remember the brand name right. But doctors really need to know the composition of the drug. Imagine trying to explain that in Italian.
Oh, wow. Yeah, it's like trying to order a latte because you want milk and you end up with just a cup of coffee.
Exactly. That's a recipe for disaster. And so this is where the article highlights telemedicine as being a potential game changer for travelers.
Okay, so tell me more about that because this sounds like the perfect solution to all of our Italian healthcare worries. So what is telemedicine?
So telemedicine, or virtual healthcare, as some people call it, is basically the ability to have a video consultation with a doctor right on your phone or your laptop.
So you're saying I don't have to drag myself to a clinic feeling all terrible. I could just be like lounging by the pool at the hotel.
Exactly. And this is key. It really addresses that medication name issue because these telemedicine platforms are often globally connected. So the doctors on the other end have access to international medication databases so they can understand what you're taking, even if it's a different brand name in Italy.
Oh, that's really smart. I like that a lot. Okay, so you've piqued my interest. The article called out a specific platform called Pilola. What is so special about that one?
So Pilola is really interesting because it seems to tick all the boxes for travelers. It connects you to English-speaking doctors throughout Italy, so that language barrier is removed.
Okay, well, right off the bat, that is huge to be able to clearly articulate your symptoms and then understand what the doctor's advising.
Exactly. And the other thing is, the article mentioned that you can typically get an appointment within 15 to 30 minutes of requesting one. So again, no waiting in a waiting room for hours on end.
Wait, 15 to 30 minutes. That's faster than some food delivery apps. This is amazing.
It is pretty amazing. It really just kind of highlights how technology can make healthcare more accessible and less stressful, even when you're in a foreign country. It's like having a doctor in your pocket.
Okay, so this has been really eye-opening. So we've talked about some of the challenges that someone might face as a tourist in Italy if they needed to access healthcare. We talked about how telemedicine is an option and how Pilola is a platform that could really help. But before we wrap up, let's do a really quick recap of the key takeaways, just to make sure that our listener is ready for their Italian adventure. So just to be clear for our listener, if they find themselves needing some kind of medical attention while they're in Italy, what are the main points to remember?
Okay, so first, Italy's healthcare system is top-notch, but again, it's really designed with residents in mind. Tourists have access to emergency medical care, which is great. But for those kind of smaller health things that might come up during your trip, that's when finding a doctor near me might be a little bit difficult.
Because of the language barrier and trying to figure out the system and maybe those medication name differences.
Right, exactly. That's where telemedicine can really come in. Platforms like Pylola, where you can connect with English-speaking doctors all over Italy, often within minutes.
That's a really great alternative for anything that's not an emergency.
It really is like having a little healthcare concierge in your pocket ready to help you.
I like that. And it really is about peace of mind, too. Imagine you're in Rome, you're checking out some ruins, and you realize, oh no, I got a really bad sunburn. You can just quickly hop on a telemedicine app like Pylola, you talk to a doctor, get some advice on how to treat it, maybe even a prescription sent to a pharmacy near you, all without having to interrupt your day of sightseeing. See, and that's what I like about it. It's all about minimizing the stress and just maximizing how much you enjoy this amazing country. You can focus on the pasta and the scenery, knowing that your health stuff is taken care of.
Right. And remember, telemedicine isn't meant to replace traditional healthcare completely. It's about having options, especially when you're traveling in another country and you might run into these extra challenges. It lets you take control of your health no matter where you are.
So as you're packing your bags and getting ready for your Italian adventure, don't forget to pack your peace of mind. Save travels and enjoy every minute.